program is fully implemented.
Yes, definitely. We need to study. We need to learn. We need to see what's happening in Colorado. We need to see what's happening in Washington. And, you know, Washington, D.C. was carved from my county in 1791. Prince George County surrounds Washington, D.C. The people in Washington, D.C. voted this past week 2-1 to support legalized marijuana. It's going to happen. I'm not advocating it, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen in my lifetime. It probably won't happen during my tenure as president of the Senate, but it's going to happen. And people need to understand it and find the best possible solution so that only people 21 can buy it and teenagers don't get it. People under 21, if they have it, they're given a civil citation, just like alcohol is today. But if somebody is sick, somebody's dying of cancer, somebody has arthritis, somebody has epilepsy, you know, and the doctor says this is the best cure, and then they should be able to participate in medical marijuana.
Senator Raskin is sponsoring the legalization bill. Do you start the discussion on that this year?
Well, we're going to have the discussion of it. Delegate Anderson's put the bill in the House. It's not, in my opinion, it's not going to pass this year. I mean, again, you have to understand the lay of the land. Governor O'Malley's against it. The Speaker Bush is against it. You know, I learned a long time ago that you need two of those three elements, either the president, the senate, the governor, or the speaker, the governor, to get something through, because the governor always has the power of veto. So it's not going to happen this year. Maybe sometime in 4 or 5 years it'll happen, but right now the best we could possibly hope for is implement medical marijuana. We passed the bill starting it last year, and then the House watered it down, and so it hasn't started. We need to put it in place, see how it goes, and then see what happens in Colorado and Washington before we move forward.